3-month period of the year where I can actually just have a 9-to-5, essentially, 9-to-6, whatever. But, you know, normal job, not as many nights and weekends. So to me, it feels like summer. It is also a more difficult time to do this show simply because in a college town, there is less going on. So what did you just hold up at me?
Nothing. Inside joke.
Okay.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, funny. Yes. I get what you just did there, funny. I know that just derailed this whole thing, but that was funny. Mitch was making fun of what time I come in the morning. That's what that was.
Okay.
See, I told you you're witty. But with the summer here, there's not as much going on. Typically, we lean heavily on the Royals, or we have the last couple of years. Basically, since we started doing the show as it's currently composed in 2014, we've had two great summers for the Royals, and at least last year, while they didn't make the playoffs, they were in it. You know, there was a lot of excitement surrounding the season. That still got us a ton of run. It got us through the summer, having a lot of Royals to talk about. And maybe they're not going to be 10 games under the entire year, and they'll get back into it somewhat. Even if they don't, there will at points be the trade talks and what's going to happen with all that. So there is still some there. But it has the feel to me of when I was first cutting my teeth on these airwaves and on this show when, you know, back in 2011, 2012, even 13, it's like, God, the summers just became a drag with the Royals being not in contention and people not caring about them near as much. And
telling
it's
me
like,
you didn't like talking about Jeff Francoeur and those guys?
Oh, God. I was actually looking back today. So the basic idea for what I'm bringing to the table right now is what the hell are we going to talk about if the Royals continue to suck this summer? Like, what what do we do? Which way do we go? What do people want to hear? How are we going to brighten up everybody's lives like I know we do every single day throughout the summer if the Royals are not good? I tried to find some inspiration. I actually went back to, and it's we didn't keep everything saved as well back then as we do now, so this was a little difficult, but I was trying to go back through my folders on our production server here and see like what we were talking about through some of those summers. I mean, I couldn't find too many specific Royals things. There were a lot of segments about people's golf games, which would have to just be Walters and Rob Belker's golf games.
I'm game for that. I can do that.
No, that is exactly what I am not going to be doing. So never fear on that. But there was the funniest thing I found was there was like 2 days worth of discussion about whether or not people liked Rex Hudler. That was funny to listen to.
Acquired taste.
Yeah, I think everybody has gotten to that point now. But if it's not going to be that, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about this summer? Today, I came in and I was like, man, this is going to be a difficult one. Let's go around and try and get some ideas from people. Sometimes you get some inspiration, even if it's not total sports people. Here's what I came up with. This is not a good sign.
Well,
I asked Brady, you know, what we should do, and I think the most I got out of him was he showed me a picture of his friend golfing with Drew Bledsoe. So I don't really think that's going to move the needle here in Manhattan. And I asked our friend Dan Halen from the morning show on K-Rock what we should talk about, and we just got into a conversation about his cat ripping the head off a snake yesterday. So that's where we're at. That's where I'm at right now.
You know how people have those doomsday shelters, and they've got that evaporated food mix stuff that tastes terrible, but it gives you enough nutrients to actually survive? That's kind of what we're looking for here. And I think that we're getting closer and closer to, hey, watch list season. Get excited about watch list season.
God, it's just
awful. Watch list season.
No.
Phil Steele season, right?
I mean, that's okay.
We're talking college football stuff. Yeah, I mean, it is a more, I would say that in the time that we've been doing the show together.
Ugh, watch list season. Ugh. Why'd you have to remind me of that?
I'm just saying it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's coming.
There's going to be like 3 watch lists every day. The team's going to be good, so we're going to get – yeah, and look, guys, K-State Sports Info is doing their job. They do a wonderful job, so we're going to get the press releases. That I'm not blaming that. I'm just blaming that that's the thing that we have to talk about.
Oh, yeah, they're going to flow. The press releases are going to flow.
But even then, you know, that's like July, right? June, July that'll start talking. I mean, it's May 9th,
I know that. I know that we always have a – the do's and don'ts of Country Stampede that we can look forward to?
Country Stampede.
Of course, that was when we were instructing you on how to do it.
What I have to look forward to in this life right now is Country Stampede. That's great.
Yeah.
We could talk we could just have Mitch like talk wrestling, like when in doubt.
You see.
Mitch, WrestleMania 5, go.
It kind of stunk.
WrestleMania 12, go.
That was before, 5 was before my time. Oh, WrestleMania 12, the Iron Man match between Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, that went an hour and 6 minutes.
I don't know
Bret
if
Hart,
he's...
It's pretty impressive.
Is he bluffing?
No, Bret Hart put Shawn over.
I do not think he's bluffing. I believe him there. Sometimes he tries to pull the wool over our eyes. But
Wikipedia.
I believe him there.
No, we'll try to stay... Well, I mean, we'll have to bring him... You know, there's what, SummerSlam or something like that. We'll have to bring it in a little bit. But we'll try to limit it because we get tweets about that sometimes.
Well, I don't want it. I do not want to. If we're resorting to this show being Ask Mitch random WrestleManias and just have him go on about random wrestling things like that, I can't handle that. I can't let the show devolve into that. We've got to come up with something better.
Well, the problem is if you're grasping at straws with stuff like this, it becomes a lot more wacky and stormy and a lot less really even-keeled, well-thought-out takes. Because we're talking a lot more about the stuff that's going on the national scene instead of the local scene. So we have to talk about LeVar Ball and Matt Harvey and stories that normally we wouldn't and normally I don't like because, you know, just results in us yelling at each other about stuff that people don't care about.
I can't believe we have not talked about Tim Tebow going back to the SEC network.
Well, yeah, he got re-upped.
He re-upped, and he's still allowed to pursue baseball. So glad ESPN laid off people so that they could continue to hire him.
I know the only thing that can save this right now and that can save us. I found out today that Kanye is holed up in Wyoming.
Yeah, working on his new album.
The Wyoming Mountains or something to write a new album.
You know that.
So I got that.
Do you think that Kanye knew that Wyoming existed before he got there?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yes, I think he did. He's pretty brilliant.
Hey,
maybe
I'm
crazy.
I'm looking forward to this new stuff that we just came across today. We're going to be able to get some legitimate run out of some of these stories.
Here we go. Text message coming in. Watch list, July 10th through the 21st.
Who's that from?
We got a long ways to go before July 10th.
Oh, boy.
Tweet us if you got some ideas, the game KMAN. I mean, I do this half kidding. We're going to bring you awesome shows, I swear. And I think next segment, we're going to prove even when we get desperate, we can still bring you some pretty awesome content. So, stay tuned. This is great, like, bored, lazy Tuesday show material coming up next.